World Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Which we're going to drop that now. I don't want to do that anymore. It is irritating to me. And we're just going to say, hi, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. Truth is our bitch.
Yeah, well, you gotta do it.
Well, what do you mean? That was your brand.
No, that's not a brand. That's just me blathering.
Do you talk about news, talk, and information?
Yeah, news, talk, and information. Just shut up, you know. Just a lot of nervous talk. It's the Phil Hendry Show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show where truth is our bitch. There you go. Welcome to our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, for all of your Phil Hendry Show needs. Don Berman's going to join us this hour to talk about an interesting story having to do with Lindsay Lohan, who owes 16 G's on a storage bill. Do you know about this?
I've been following the story, yes. What is Berman doing?
Well, Berman wants to come on the program and make his own offer concerning Lindsay Lohan. Now, I'll tell you that Lohan has apparently not been able to pay off this storage bill. And as the result of that, she is in arrears, if you'll pardon. What do you guys...
Yeah, I bet she's in arrears. I'd like to be in her.
Hey, watch it.
You see, this is why I get up and I go to the bathroom. You think I'm using the toilet. I'm vomiting.
Margaret.
No, let me finish. I vomit every show because the two of them are doing some reference to the butt or butt sex.
And you go in and vomit because of that?
Because I know that this show is not going to be serious.
I didn't say...
Yes, you did, Robert. Yes, you did. I heard you say, I'd like to be in her, and then the word that we used.
Arrears.
Why did you do that?
Because that, I thought you were looking for the word.
I'm not looking for the word. No, I'm not looking for the word. Anyway, Don Berman will be joining us, and he will be talking with us about the Lindsay Lohan storage bill and what he has in mind.
Oh, I'll bet he's got something in mind. See, this is what I'm talking about, Phil, and... I'm in a little bit of a bad mood here this evening as well, because you had a rehearsal of your one-man show, and apparently I'm the last one to find out.
All right, Margaret, hold on for a minute, okay? there's a lot of people I haven't told about the one-man show. I'm talking to the audience about it, but there's a lot of people that are not attending these rehearsals. To be honest with you, there's four people total beside myself that are in these rehearsals.
Yes, who are they?
Well, you're not going to know.
I demand to know who they are.
I'm not going to tell you.
Are they people I know?
No, they are not.
All right, thank God. Thank God. Thank you, God. In nomine Patris, et Filii.
Doing the sign of the cross.
Don't slap my hand.
I will not have you doing the sign of the cross in a joking manner.
I'm thanking your God. Is that all right?
My God?
Yes, your Christian God. Should I not do that? I'm trying to do what I would think you'd want me to do.
Which is what?
When I said thank God, I was trying to be deferential to you, so I was thanking your Christian God. Now, if you asked me to thank my God, it would probably petrify you with fear, the ritual that I go into.
Yeah, I know that she probably...
Yeah, look, see, this one here, he's frightened because I practice Wicca.
All right, I've heard of people that practice Wicca. Why do you say it would frighten me with fear?
Because there are certain people that the Wicca incantations will petrify with fear.
I don't want to be around. Yeah.
Oh, now see what you did to them.
I know. Because I happen to know the two of them are big, fat, squealing babies, aren't you?
No, I just don't want to be around anybody doing that. Yeah, you're being disrespectful, too.
Two big, fat, squealing, diapered babies. Me.
Shut up.
Margaret, what's the point of this?
There's no point. The boys the other day was asking me about Wicca, and I told them. And Barry Louise and I are in touch. She's a Wiccan.
All right, fine. But you don't have to be insulting to my religion or what you perceive to be my religion by saying that you are paying homage to my God.
I don't know what superstitions... Phil, I have no idea what superstitions you hold to. I'm trying to be deferential to you as any of the European explorers were to the natives, and I'm not comparing you to a native, so hold on. I'm simply saying, when the European explorers first came to North America, they tried to be respectful and they tried to be a bit more respectful and understanding of the native religions. So that's what I was doing with you.
So, in other words, you're the grand civilized explorer of Wicca, and I'm still holding to the old superstitions.
In a word, yes, and I don't mean to insult you.
Really? So Wicca is the religion of the future, and the old superstitions are Christian?
No, but I'm saying that the Christian religion still adheres to a great many old and antiquated and, frankly, frightening superstitions. The old Christian religion is one that still believes in the, all of that, ooga booga and all of that.
What are you talking about, ooga booga? Sound like you're making fun of my ancestors. Yeah, you're making fun of the animist religions of Africa.
Where do you... Well, look at you. Where'd you get off learning about that?
I read. Don't worry about it. I read.
But when you say the animist religions of Africa, you're talking about the non-Christian, the original sun-worshipping and...
Yeah, there are a great many different religious... like there's storytelling religious traditions in Africa. There's the dream. The dream vision religion is very interesting, and you should look into that.
Yeah, I found out Western and Eastern Africa.
The dream vision. So what are you saying? In other words, we're not talking about Christian religion.
No, but you're going ooga booga.
The Christians go ooga booga.
What do you mean the Christians go ooga booga? You know, we better stop this conversation because we're getting into some areas here.
Phil, are you denying that in the Catholic Mass, they don't stand there and go, la ba la ga la ba la ba la?
Yes, I'm denying that because the Catholic Mass is said in English now.
What do you mean in English?
It's been years since the Catholic Mass was a Latin Mass.
Well, are you telling... I know that Mel Gibson attends a Latin Mass church.
Well, Mel Gibson can do whatever he wants, and there's a lot of throwback, kind of old-school Catholics that like the Latin Mass, and good for them. But no, it's not ooga booga. You know, you are one of these old-school Protestants. That's what you are. You're one of these people, you know...
But hold on. I am not a Protestant. I told you I'm Wiccan.
No, you have a lot of those prejudicial attitudes that a lot of the old line... I don't mean anybody... Folks, you know what I'm talking about. The old-school Protestants that... hocus-pocus. You know the term hocus-pocus?
Yeah, that's that band that did...
Shut up, man. He's not talking about that. Well, in a way, he is right. There was a band called Hocus Pocus.
Yes, they did Focus.
Yes, Hocus Pocus did Focus.
What?
Hocus Pocus did a song called Focus.
Yeah, they want to go... Yoda, 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 yoda.
Shut up, man. They don't want to hear that right now.
Sorry.
But the term Hocus Pocus was created as a slam on the Catholic Mass, because that's what it sounded like to Protestants who heard it for the first time. It was like, ooh, you know, hocus pocus, like magic, because of the whole changing the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the changing of the water and the wine of the body and blood of Jesus Christ.
I notice how you're stumbling over that. Do you believe it?
Do I believe what?
Do you believe, and I want a very definite answer on this, Phil, before we go forward, do you believe that the body and blood of Jesus Christ is changed into that from the, what do you call it, the bread and the wine?
Do I believe that the body and blood of Jesus Christ is changed literally into, is changed from water, from...
Boy, you're real, oh, God.
Man, you are kind of confused.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the TVs going crazy. What's going on with this, Robert? Did you call up Time Warner or not?
I told him it's changing back.
I got this TV that keeps changing back to NBC. I want it on ID, man, and I want it on Military Channel, and that's what I... Why does it keep going back to stinking NBC?
I don't know.
I'm calling up Time Warner. I swear to God, Time Warner, I'm giving you guys the 48 hours of this weekend to either pull it together or I'm getting DirecTV, and that's the end of that. I had DirecTV. I had no complaints with DirecTV. None whatsoever. They were fantastic. Or I'll get Dish Network. Somebody's telling me that Dish Network's the way to go. I don't know. I don't know who's a sponsor, what's a sponsor. I don't know. I will tell you that right now. I will make an offer to DirecTV right now. I will do spots. I will do whatever it takes for you. because I'm getting sick and tired of Time Warner having to figure out what it is you clowns are doing from one day to the next that makes the channels flipping back and forth. I'm watching a channel, man. I don't want to see NBC.
Well, what are you getting so upset about?
It's pissing me off. The fact that I did not want to see any more of what it is that I'm looking at here. I want these channels on... Oh, forget it.
So anyway, as a Catholic, do you...
Will you forget that, Margaret? We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you got all mad and everything.
Just getting sick and tired of that, man. Every time I come in here, it's on a channel that I didn't want it on. And I keep blaming you guys. You should be happy that I'm having... We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL and philhenryshow.com. Don Berman coming up next.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, where truth is our bitch, here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Don Berman is going to join us here in just a moment to discuss this Lindsay Lohan case. It's not the biggest story going today, and I understand what the biggest story going today is, but our radio show is not cut out, folks, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not going to go down that road today. We're just not going to do it. And the reason is very simple. I'm not going to kick around what's already been kicked around. I'm not going to be talking about what's already been talked about. And I'm not going to engage you on a topic that is better talked about elsewhere. It doesn't mean that we don't do serious issues here. We do. But this topic today, the news that happened today, having to do with the deaths of children, I'm not going to even go there. It's not going to happen. There are communities that are talking about it. The people in that community are talking about it. I know for a fact that my colleagues in talk radio are beating the hell out of it, making hay while the sun shines. Every second is an ad dollar. Oh, yeah. You know, if you say to me, well, Phil, are you attributing to them nefarious and are you attributing to them mercenary? Yeah. Yes, I am. There, does that answer the question? And there's just some stories that I'm not going to feed into the meat grinder of the horse dung producer that is talk radio. It ain't going to happen. Not with little children. No way. Other topics, sure. We'll talk about it. All right. Don Berman is going to join us here now. Lindsay Lohan, to give you the what? Why is everybody quiet?
Well, I'm letting you say what you're going to say because, frankly, I don't.
You don't what?
I don't want to talk about it.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know, nothing.
Just come on, let's, you know.
What do you want me to do, sing?
Here, Phil, I'll sing a song. Let's see, Miami Vice. No, there aren't lyrics to that.
Never mind, I'll just get Don Berman on the phone here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Don Berman from Channel 19 News. As you know, they are the Emmy Award-winning Channel 19 News, and these are guys that have been... Well, they've been covering the news, and they've been covering news in depth and all kinds of stories for a long time. Don, I know it's a busy news day for you. How are you doing?
Well, Phil, as good as I can be here. We are in the newsroom tonight preparing for another newscast, and I wanted to just correct something. The Lindsay Lohan story that we're covering is a story that I'm injecting myself into, but it is not, and let me underline the word not, what I just heard you reference as mercenary.
No. I'm not accusing you of that. I'm accusing other people, especially in talk radio, of being rather mercenary when it comes to some of these more explosive and heartbreaking and heart-wrenching topics.
All right, well, that is not what I'm doing with the Lindsay Lohan story. I think the Lindsay Lohan story is so sad. And it truly is, Phil, and I'll tell you why. It is a young woman who is still a young woman. She's a woman, and there's no question, but we have been exposed to the trauma and to the dysfunction of her family long enough. And I think it's time that we inject some kind of sanity into this story. And so I took the liberty of when I read the Lindsay Lohan story about the $16,000 that she owes in storage money.
Yeah, so let me read this.
You have the story there.
Yeah, it says here that a strip club has offered to pay Lindsay Lohan's storage bill if she works for them. New York's Scores Strip Club is willing to fork out $16,000 the 26-year-old actress owes to the storage company and reunite her with her prized possessions if she agrees to man their main website. I guess that means she dances on the website.
Yes, they have dancers, and they show everything, or, you know, one of the last places you're going to find Dawn Bourbon is in one of these clubs, because it isn't because I don't like beautiful women, Phil, it's just that I'm extremely busy. But apparently, she'll be on a video cast of the kind that they have. You have a video cast, but this is entirely something different. And I would, with all due respect to you, Phil, I think you're a wonderful radio talent, but she'd be a lot more pleasant to look at.
Oh, no question.
Yes, and so she would be on the website, and she would be dancing in a provocative way, I guess. When we contacted or attempted to make contact, we are still we're still strategizing that way, Phil, but when we attempt to make contact with the Lohan people, the offer is very simply this. The Channel 19 News, and in fact, Dawn Bourbon, me, we will pay the storage bill. But we will pay that storage bill with the understanding that she doesn't go anywhere near that strip club or anything like it, that she returns to Los Angeles, and if she wants to dance for someone, she can dance. If she wants to say thank you, in other words, she can give a private dance to whoever, but it will be private, and there's not going to be any publicity.
Well, when you say she can dance privately, why would she want to do that?
Well, I'm saying if she wants to say thank you, we're paying her $16,000. We're going to get her possessions out of this storage bin, and it seems that there might be a moment where it might occur to her to say thank you.
So she'll say thank you to who?
But you understand my point. I don't want to get into who. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, not really. Not really. I know that she's been offered $16,000 by the Scores Strip Club in New York if she'll man the main website, which you say means that she is dancing naked?
I would have to believe that she, if she took that job, she'd be willing to, for the $16,000, to undress and strip fully, and that would mean bottomless as well, and I would have to believe that that would be it. So if we are willing to pay that money instead, what we're saying to her is, don't you dare, because we want to make sure that this young woman is not shamed. I happen to think Lindsay Lohan's very talented.
She's a very talented actress, yeah.
And I don't think that she should be shamed.
All right, but you just said to me that...
I know what I said. I said that if she wants to say thank you.
Yeah, if she wants to say thank you, she'll give a private dance?
If she was... Hold on, you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Don, this is Margaret Dawn.
Oh, gee.
Well, what does "Oh, Jesus" mean?
I heard your comment about I'm a journalist. Well, is Bourbon a journalist? I know exactly which side of the bread the butter's on, Miss Gray, and I'm hesitant to use the word butter. The way you reacted yesterday.
What is he talking about?
But I talked about butter him up.
Those two individuals that I work with here, Bud and Ron, are you there? Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
These two individuals said, I'll bet you like to have something buttered.
I understand that, but you understand that, and that was very crude.
It was extremely rude, and I chastised them for it.
But you understand that I'm reluctant to use the word butter around you.
Why would you be reluctant to use the word butter around me if it's used properly?
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't know.
Well, in what sense did you want to use the word butter around Margaret?
I said, I'm sure that Lindsay Lohan, and I guess I should include Margaret in that, I don't want to insult her, you know which side of the bread the butter's on.
Yeah, I'll bet she does.
All right, I'm going to beat your ass if you do that again. Come on, man.
What?
May I?
Go ahead.
Ow!
You filthy...
Mr. Henry, I can't be in the middle of this.
All right, hold on for a minute. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We've got Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Lindsay Lohan owes $16,000. This seems like such an unseemly and creepy segment to be doing. Why are we doing this?
It's a very vital entertainment segment. Get off your high horse, Phil. Get off your high horse. Come on down here with the rest of us and take a good long whiff.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
How dare you?
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
God, did you see that?
Well, let's not, you know.
Oh, so all through the break, ladies and gentlemen, this is Margaret Gray.
Hold on, Margaret, I'll do it. It's my show.
Well, then do it.
We were looking at something called Stars Without Makeup on the Us Magazine website.
And Phil was there, and you were going, oh, ooh. And the minute I weighed in and I wanted to do it live on the air, you're, oh, let's not.
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry wants to do that so he doesn't embarrass people.
Yeah, you just want to embarrass, like, that one lady from Modern Family, so...
Whatever, okay, let's not and say we did.
No, I insist. Look, you've cut me out of your one-man show. You've cut me out of the story here on Lindsay Lohan. Is Don Berman there? Get Don Berman. Don, it's Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
Just give us 1 second. We want to look at this one story about stars without makeup.
Oh, you whore, you...
Now, did you hear what he just called you? It's, I consider the source.
That's okay, I'll dump it.
Well, it's too late now, you idiot. You know, Bud, can I ask you something? When you go fishing, do you use a hook and a worm, or do you just stick your hand in the water and try to grab fish?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do one, sometimes I'll do it in a different variety of ways. Why? Why do you ask?
Don't look me up and down.
I'm looking you up and down like you creep it out.
Yeah, you're creeping it out.
What do you mean I'm creeping it out?
Would you guys come on? Do you want to do this or don't you?
Yes, I do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you look on Phil TV, you'll see Stars Without Makeup. Here is Jennifer Garner on the right. You know Jennifer Garner as a lovely young lady, and this is the woman on the right that we all know, that we all admired, even though she dumped Scott Foley. And went off and did something else. I don't know what it was. Oh, yeah, married Ben Affleck. But here she is, the way that, well, I hate to say it, but the way that Ben Affleck probably sees her now and gets depressed over.
I think you can say that. Why do you say that?
Take a look at that mug on the left and tell me that isn't going to make you take a handful of something you're only supposed to take once every 2 days. Now,
well, I don't know what you mean by that, okay? Let's get out of this. I don't like this. It's very cruel. It's very cruel.
You know something? You just don't know anything about it.
And Margaret, if we had your face there without makeup, etc., how would you feel?
Well, I am not a celebrity the way they are celebrities. I'm a reporter. Why would you have me there if for any other reason than to humiliate me? And quite frankly, I look good without makeup.
Oh, yeah, right.
I do.
Yeah, well, Miss Gray.
And neither one of you can comment because you've never seen me without makeup.
Well, your husband Frank has, and we could certainly get him on the line.
I don't care. Get him.
So we got your husband on the line and seen you without makeup. What would he say?
What he would say that I'm just as effable, if you'll...
God.
Well, what is that supposed... What do you mean, God? You know, you guys have no class.
They have no class. You're the one that said effable.
That's what Frank would say. And ask Jason J. Delmonico's friends, and their 14-year-old boys going on 25, and they'd say the same thing. Your mother, I don't want to repeat what I've overheard through the water heater, but...
Yeah. All right, let's get Don Berman back on here. So, Don, are you still with us?
I am, and I want Ms. Gray to know that I resent violently having my segment preempt it.
I did not preempt your segment. I was commenting on something that was in the news.
It was a feature. It was not breaking news. And I want to go on record as protesting that film.
All right. Can we get back to this Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Now, rather than have Lindsay Lohan be given $16,000 by a strip club, Channel 19 and Don Berman, is this kind of a... how does this work?
Well, I'm co-promoting, and it's not a promotion. I'm a newsman, so it's really not a promotion, but it's similar to a promotion in that Channel 19 News is putting up the money, but they have agreed to put my name above theirs in the ads for this particular news story that we're going to be doing. Don Berman and Channel 19 News reach out to Lindsay Lohan.
All right, so but it's not a promotion. It sounds suspiciously like one.
I'm not getting paid, Phil. There's nothing in it for me. There's no graft. There's no nothing that is going to make... You know that I love you and I respect you, Phil, but there's nothing in this that I know deep down would just make you happy as a pig in slop to see my name dragged through every kind of animal excrement that there is.
Don, that's not true, and that's a really cruel thing to say.
Well, then why are you questioning me like this about Don Berman this and Channel 19 that? Just take my word for it. Would you mind? Do you mind just taking my word for it?
I think, Don, this is Margaret. That's a fair, fair thing to ask.
All right, Margaret agrees.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
All right. So it says Don Berman and Channel 19 News reach out to Lindsay Lohan. We offer her the $16,000 so she can get her personal possessions out of storage, and then she goes on with her life. And if, and only if, she feels like saying, "I'm, you know, thank you."
Well, don't you think she would say that she's grateful and she wants to say thank you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think it goes with, if I may say.
When did this turn into the Margaret and Phil show? That I just wanted to know.
It's not the Margaret and Phil show. Margaret's asking questions, like Robert and Bud can.
Well, I know, but I'm hearing every fifth word that you speak, she's speaking three, because hold on for a minute. Don't throw that away. I am keeping a chart here, and every fifth word she says, then you jump in with three, five, three.
You're keeping...
God Almighty.
What are you laughing at?
Are you keeping a written record of how many words she's speaking?
Yes, I am, because I don't understand. I'm not going to, you know what, I will just say this. I don't understand why she's on your program. I don't understand.
Well, there you go.
What?
That it's absolute jealousy, and it is professional jealousy.
No, it's not professional jealousy. That's a filthy, crawling lie, and you're a filthy, crawling...
You know something? I'm going to hang up and move on, because the tenor of this conversation...
He is upset. Do you want to tell people why you're upset with me?
It's not what you think. If that's what is troubling you.
Well, all right. But Don and I, and Frank knows about this, we made out at one of the Christmas parties at Channel 19.
Oh, God, you didn't do it. You didn't do that, did you?
Well, I think it's about time people understand what this sexual tension is.
There's no sexual tension.
Then why are you constantly upset with me?
I'll tell you why I'm upset with you, because you talked me in to making out with you at the Channel 19 Christmas party, and it sickens me to this day.
See, you see what I'm saying? He is absolutely hot for me.
Margaret, it doesn't sound like that to me.
No, trust me.
I am not hot for you. I am nauseated. I'm nauseated by you.
No, this is exactly what men do when they are absolutely beside themselves with lust and heat for a woman. And listen, it's your funeral, big boy. You pushed me into it.
No, I did not push you into it. And now this interview I'm going to terminate, because if this is going to be a discussion of how I made a terrible mistake during a Christmas party last year and...
Made out with...
I kissed.
No, it was serious necking.
Oh. Goodbye.
I don't understand how this happens.
Phil, you're doing an interview with this man. Am I a journalist?
Yes, you're a journalist.
Then shouldn't you expect that I'm going to...
Yeah, she's gonna rip the lid off a couple of stories, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. She's gonna rip the lid off, huh?
Shouldn't you expect that?
Yeah, in a world of journalism, they'll rip the lid off of it.
We rip the lid off of things.
Yeah, they do. They rip the lid off.
Oh, they rip the lid off, huh? What are you ripping the lid off of?
The fact that Don...
Don Berman lipped it.
Yeah, Don Berman lipped that.
Don't point to my mouth and say that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Don Berman kissed it. I mean, kissed her.
What is it with the two of these? Are you boys gay? Just tell me.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I was thinking about Mr. Berman.
Don Berman.
Excuse me, Mr. Berman, tagging you.
He didn't tag me.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I mean, kissing you, and especially kissing the other...
You better shut your mouth, bud, because I'm about to come over there and drive the heel of my high heel into what?
My left eye.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we don't want that, and I don't want any threats of that.
I won't be spoken about like that.
That's fine, and you have a right to ask that, but you led us into this by bringing the topic up.
I didn't bring up... The two of them are talking about how Berman had to lip it, and they're pointing at my...
If you don't want the audience if you don't want to be embarrassed, then why are you intimating to the audience what's going on here?
I didn't say a thing.
Well, you said they're pointing to your, and there's all this big dead space.
Could be the butt.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey.
No, I'm going to the toilet.
Bud, you know, it's not that I don't want you to talk. It's that when you open your yap...
She said that it was bad.
Yeah, she said that Don Berman lipped it. And Bud was there saying, well, I didn't mean the butt.
Well, okay, so what does that leave?
It could be...
Never mind, don't answer that. All right, so Don Berman is hung up, and I don't know if we're going to get a call back from him or not, but if we don't, we'll just move on with the next segment when we come back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're online at philhenryshow.com. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you about a special that we're running all this month for new Backstage Pass members. If you're a new Backstage Pass member, you get some free CD best of downloads. We'll tell you about it when we come back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Can I get some toilet paper, please? Toilet paper? And wear the seat cover.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Olivia Wilde is, she's lovely.
Yeah, she looks good.
Olivia Wilde looks fantastic. I don't think it's fair to take pictures of anybody, anyone, especially a woman. Women depend on makeup so much, and it's a cheap shot to take a picture of a woman without her makeup when she is just out and about and she's not really at her best, but she's got to go to the grocery store, she's got to go out and do these things, and get a shot of her, and maybe take it of her while she's not only without makeup, maybe she's sick, you know.
Well, Phil, why don't you just make it, she's got bubonic plague and that they kicked in the door to her hospital. What are you saying?
I'm saying, and I think what I'm saying is very, very easily understood, if you'll just allow me. I don't think it's fair. I think it's a real cheap shot. I understand how it's entertaining. We've been sitting here looking at the pictures. But I think it's very unfair to take a picture of a woman without makeup and then put it next to a shot that she's obviously had done with her hair and makeup done. Maybe she's going to a gala. Maybe she's going to an award show. Maybe she's on set for a show. And she obviously is going to look absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And then there she is without her makeup. I mean... What exactly is the message here?
Well, I think the message...
The message is the...
I'll do it, thank you. I'm the entertainment...
Well, I got an opinion.
Well, all right, bud, you give me your opinion, then you, Margaret.
You're going to let him give his... Just...
I think that the message is that you should wear makeup at all times.
Yeah, I think that's... I agree with that.
Oh, baby...
All right, well, what's your opinion?
My opinion is, actually, I agree with them. You should wear makeup at all times.
All right, well, then here's my opinion. No, you shouldn't have to be wearing makeup at all times. I think it's a very cheesy and cheap thing to do. I wish they wouldn't do it. And Because some of these women are beautiful. And I'll just one thing to say to you guys over at Us Magazine. I may be some kind of a weird guy, but this is Phil Hendry. I think women generally look better without makeup. In fact, I like the way a woman looks when she's just rolled out of bed, if you take my meaning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
So, in other words, you like women who have just been bounced around a bedroom. Oh, I don't know what that says about you. There's something very...
What, attractive?
You pig. I...
All right, well, I think there's something very attractive about a woman with no makeup, and she looks like she's just pulled herself out of a bed that her and her man... Well, never mind. So,
Yeah, how does Katie Holmes look there? Looking real good, huh?
Didn't say all of them.
Yeah, Mr. Andy, wait till Tom Cruise hears about it. Oh, he dumped her.
Yeah. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Back on the line with me is Don Berman, who... Don, I apologize. We got sidetracked. I promise you that we won't. I know that you want to finish up what you were saying about Lindsay Lohan.
Well, I want to do more than finish up what I was saying about Lindsay Lohan. I want to give some depth here because I have been treated... honest to God, Phil, as I said, I respect you, but you've treated me, and I don't know how to say this, almost as if I just came through the gates at orientation, and I'm out in the yard now. And
What is going on in the background?
What?
Why am I hearing echoing?
They're doing some producing. They're producing a piece. Are you listening to me, or are you listening to what's going... Oh, my God! So, in other words, what's going on in the background is more interesting than what I've got to say.
No, it isn't. It was distracting. Can you move, or...
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Who's that?
Mr. Martin is here. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing real good. Listen,
He's getting an espresso, Phil.
Would you say hello to him?
Phil Hendry says hello.
Huh?
Phil Hendry says hello.
What's that? I can't hear what you're saying. You know, I gotta... Yeah. Who's that?
Phil Hendry. I'm on the air with him.
Yeah. Hey, Hendry. Let me ask you. Hey, Hendry.
Yes, sir. It's Phil Hendry.
Oh, okay.
All right. He's gone now.
All right. In any event, so, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. Now, you're listening to me, and you're not listening to the background noise of two production machines going, are you?
I'm listening to you.
All right. Lindsay Lohan, we have offered $16,000 to, so that she will not have to, if you'll pardon me for saying this, she won't have to gyrate and act in a animal fashion on a television screen.
Hey, I'm so sorry. Hey, give me the phone. Hey, Hendry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, he gave the phone back to me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I got to get that coffee. Because I got Angelo. Angelo, you want one too? Hold on. I'm very, very sorry, Don. It's just going to take a second. Let me just say. Hey, Hendry?
Yes, sir. My name is Phil Hendry.
All right.
He gave me the phone back. I don't think he's even listening to you. That's his way of saying he's sorry.
By calling me by the wrong name.
Well, it's your last name.
All right, yeah. Hey, thank you. Angelo. Hey, yo, Angelo. Hey, Angelo, come here. Take the coffee. I'm so sorry. Hey, take this. Huh? Get out of here. I'm going to smack. Yeah, I'm very, very sorry.
That's quite all right. All right. Okay, Phil. So, Lindsay Lohan. When Lindsay Lohan began her career...
I'm going to let you go.
Oh, sure, yeah, let me go. You know what,
what am I supposed to do?
No, that's very, very distracting. I understand.
You know, he's got to get that guy under control. I don't know what the problem is. Here's the story on Don Berman that he never did get out of his mouth because Mr. Martin, and that's the only name that we know him by. And maybe what I'll start calling him is Martin. Hey, how you doing, Martin? Hey, Henry. In any event, Don Berman, the $16,000 that they were going to give to Lindsay Lohan would be to get the stuff out of storage. By way of a thank you, Berman would ask her to do a private dance for him.
Is he out of his mind? She's never going to take a deal like that.
Well, I know that, but Don believed that was... If she wanted to say thank you, then that would be her way of saying thank you, dancing for him in his living room.
And he doesn't yet understand the width and the breadth and the depth of what a fat hog he is, does he?
Putting it that way? No, I don't think he does.
Well, what way would you put it? No,
Don's, you know.
Don Berman is one of a kind. He's a Los Angeles treasure. He's been on the news for a long time, and even my grandma remembers watching him.
Isn't that nice? Well, it doesn't cut mustard with me.
Doesn't cut what?
It doesn't cut mustard with me.
It cuts the cheese with me.
I hope the two of you die from cancer.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
God, what a thing to say.
I'm going to the car and I'm getting tampons.
She's got to announce this? I can't believe it.
That was great of you announcing that.
That's right. I'm not ashamed of being a woman. I'm going to the car for tampons.
God. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Other stories to get into. Hugh Grant says that he deserves to have his ass kicked for being rude to the Daily Show staff. What's that about? We'll find out when we come back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show and other such falderall. I'm back now, Phil.
Phil Henry.